heard here this morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We got a jobs report for November that's going to be coming out here. What are we expecting?
The analysts are looking at about 200,000 jobs created, and we'll get that report tomorrow at about 8:30 in the morning is when it'll be released. And obviously, we'll keep an eye on that to see if those numbers are going to be significant. I think something I'm a little bit more interested in is today. We're going to get the kind of the indication as far as the growth of inflation with some numbers that are scheduled to come out today. So going to be interested to see exactly what that's going to be the case, because to me, it's all about inflation. Job creation is certainly an important component, Jack. But when you look at it, we want to see what the battle with inflation is doing right now. And, of course, yesterday, Jerome Powell, our Fed chair friend, he was wearing the Santa Claus hat, and it was fun to watch the market because the markets were down about – the Dow was down probably 200 points. Jerome Powell comes out and says, you know, it looks like some of the inflationary pressures are starting to ease. And if that's the case, then we might see kind of a reduction in some of the planned interest rate hikes. They're not going to go away, but he thinks they may be less than what they were initially thinking. And that's all they needed. That's when the market took off. We're talking a 900-point swing from almost 200 points down, closing up yesterday, the Dow up 2%, 737 points, which is pretty cool because that's a Boeing number, 737 aircraft. But yeah, they were up 737 points. That's exactly what investors wanted to hear. And the euphoria took over, if you will. And we saw the market up. We're back up over 34,500. And hopefully it'll stay there. Really, to see those inflation numbers today, Jack, it'll be interesting to see where everything starts to fall through.
And of course, inflation is what impacts all of us because of prices. I mean, when inflation numbers go up, obviously prices go up all across the country on everything.
And Jerome Powell has said repeatedly this year that if they have to raise interest rates, that might even slow down the economy. Short term, they're willing to do it. And you know that because the thought is, for the long term, is certainly going to be something that we would benefit from. Now, keep in mind that Jerome Powell, and I'm a big fan of his because I love the fact that he's as transparent as he is, and he lets us know the direction the Fed is looking at going, and that reduces the surprises we have on Wall Street. Let's not forget a year ago, he was at the plate and swung and missed many times. He was leading the charge on how inflation was not going to be an issue for 2022. He had Janet Yellen and other people that were out there constantly saying the word transitory. Yes, it's going to be here, but it's not going to be that much. It's going to be here and gone. So now when he stands before the podium and says, we're getting less concerned, I'm wondering if he's about to swing and miss again. Because I'm looking at Twitter. Twitter for, you know, looking forward to 2023. Jack, they're cutting 50% of their workforce. Facebook's cutting 11,000 jobs. You've got Snap cutting 20% of their jobs. Robinhood, 31% of their workforce. Tesla, 10%. I mean, the list goes on and on and on companies that are reducing their headcount as we roll into the last month of the year into 2023. And a lot of these companies are concerned that the impact that we're going to feel on inflation has yet to reach us. It's going to end up hitting us in the face in 2023. Now, at what point in time, if it happens, beginning of the year, middle of the year, we really don't know. But a lot of people that are in charge of a lot of businesses and others, are especially on the finance side, are saying, look, we've got some trying times ahead of us. Now, if you look at Wall Street and it going up and up and up, that concern is yet to really resonate there. But that's the case because normally Wall Street is behind Main Street. But when you see some of these predictions about what's going to be taking place on the job front, these businesses are very worried. And I think that they've got adequate reasons for it. And that's one of the reasons that the inflation data that we're going to be getting today, I think, is going to be a pretty good indication of, you know, when we see that October price index, you know, just how much inflation is, in fact, starting to lessen.
Yeah. And is this a good time to be investing?
I think it's a good time to be saving. If it were me, and again, investors can do what they want, I could be totally wrong here. So with that disclaimer out of the way, I'll say if I had cash on the sidelines, I would keep it there. because if in fact that some of these predictions, and again, we're talking about these large companies that are laying off a great number of people, indicates that next year is going to be rough, Jack, it may be next year when some of these stocks go on sale, and significantly so. On my website, daytradefund.com, under the success blogs, I've got one of my blog entries is on how to prepare for when stocks go on sale. And that's, you do that now. You pick out the stocks you like, you identify the price at a discounted price, and I mean significantly so, on where you like to buy your stocks at a discounted price, and then lock it in. And if the stock drops to that point, you can take advantage of it. The problem is emotion takes over when a stock is dropping. It's nearing the price that you identified weeks or months before, and you're afraid it's going to go lower. So instead of doing what you said you were going to do, you back up, back up, back up, and before you know it, the stock's recovering and you've not bought the first share. So forget about trying to buy the low price, the ultimate low price. Just pick your price, know where you're going to get in and where you're going to get out, and look like Warren Buffett. You can make a great deal of money, but it requires patience and throw emotion in the trunk. Get it as far away from you as you can. Develop your checklist and follow it, because that's where the big money is made.
Well, before you get involved in any stock trading, you want to go to daytradefund.com and get some good advice and instruction there. And Jay, we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, happy December to you, my friend, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, Jay Ratliff, our aviation and day trading expert. And again, it's daytradefund.com.